Permit applications would be voted upon this evening. At this time, I'd like to enter into the evidence as the Taney County Development Guidance Code as Exhibit A, and the staff files, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit B. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard, and I will do a roll call. Dave Stewart?
Present.
Rick Caudell?
Here.
Steve Adams?
Here.
Brad Lawrence?
Here.
Doug Fabian? No. Randy Fogel?
Here.
Howard Kitchen?
Here.
George Kramer?
Here.
Randy Hayes?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. I apologize for jumping the gun there. Scott?
All right.
Explain the meeting procedures, please.
Yep, I read those right before the...
I'm lost here.
We're just out of sync, you and I, tonight.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Somebody want to make a motion to approve or change or July minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept them as a writ.
Second that.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Final vote. Granny's canine clip joint.
I'm going to go through this to remind you. It's case number 1727, Granny's canine clip joint and tiny paws kennel. Tanya White was the representative. Location was 342 Savage Road, Kirbyville. This was a special use permit for the ability to have dog grooming business and raise dogs to be sold. There's pictures of it. I think everybody was here. Is that correct? Read the staff recommendations. Compliance with the provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, would be Granny's canine clip and tiny paws kennel has been approved as special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued, and as applicable, is specific to an approved development plan and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. Three, the permit does not constitute a land use change and is not therefore tied to the property. That is, it does not transfer as part of the property sale or ownership change. Four, the property where the special use permit is granted shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Five, if the conditions and restrictions of a special use permit are not compiled with, the permit can be revoked by administrative decision. If the permit has been revoked, it can be reinstated only by the Planning Commission through the Division 3 process. Six, if the special use permit is not executed within 1 year period from the date of the approval or is discontinued from a period of 1 year or greater, it shall be considered abandoned and no longer executable. Seven, the 6-foot privacy fence shall remain in place surrounding the kennel area, and a 25-foot vegetative buffer shall remain in place on the back or the east part of the property behind the privacy fence. Seven, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. Nine, was prior to the granting of this special use permit, the Planning Commission may stipulate such conditions and restrictions upon the establishment, location, construction, maintenance, and operation of the permit as deemed. That gives you the ability to add any other restrictions you felt like before you would approve it if you did. So.
Okay, thanks, Scott. You want to come up? Anybody got any questions?
How many breeding animals do you keep at any given time?
It's 16, 17. I just sold a couple adults, so.
Is it your intention to do the debarking surgery on all of them?
Yeah, and any that I either bring in or take out. I mean, well, they're going to already have it if I take them out. But, you know, as far as my kennel dogs are concerned, now I have a Yorkie in my house. She's almost 15 years old. She's too old. she don't really say too much anyway. And she has seizures, which she had another one today, so that's out of the question for her.
Sure.
And then I have a 6-year-old Golden, which she's kind of my protector. You know, if she's, I hear her bark. I mean, I know some, if my husband ain't home, somebody's maybe outside. But I've already spoken with my vet and USDA because I didn't know if they would or would not allow it. Because with PETA and all the people talking, you know, things about cruelty to animals or whatever, but they said no, that some place, when I lived in Taneyville, I lived right in the middle of town, and I could spit on both neighbors, and I had 40 dogs. So, you know, of course, I didn't know this was different when I moved. You know, I had no intention of, you know, anything happening or whatever. And, but I have way less dogs now anyway, because I got, you know, I downsized and just kept my, I guess, not my most precious, but, you know, ones that have cost me over $3,000, and I'm trying to just stay with the one breed.
How old are the pups generally before you sell them?
8 weeks. That's a law. They have to be 8 weeks. And I have 3 dogs that can't be debarked right now, but they can stay in the house or in the built, you know, in their mommy house, which is pretty soundproof. And as soon as they wean their babies, then I can have it done. But until then, Sally won't put them under anesthesia for that. But it's really a simple surgery. I mean,
how long have you been there already?
We bought the place in February. We started construction on property, cleaning it up, kennel, everything in February. March. Well, the end of February. I don't know. When we sell Taney? Well, yeah. We sold it kind of the same day. We bought this on an auction, but we moved out of there, say, March 1st, whatever. And then I was there every day. We have a place at the resort on the lake in Hollister. And I bought this place so I could be close to both. So I can drive back and forth, you know, to tend to mommies and babies if, you know, maybe the kids are at the camp and we're having a weekend at the other place.
Do you live at this residence?
Yes. Yep. My kids were living there, which they're fixing to move back. They're going to reside on property. But, I mean, I have 2 houses. I might stay 4 days at the other house, but I drive back and forth. My dogs have automatic feeders. They have automatic water, so, you know, but I go make sure that they're fed.
I was just curious if this was your primary residence, if you were there.
It's kind of half and half. I mean, you know, more primary right now because I'm hurt and I can't go anywhere. And I can't hardly drive right now, so, you know, the lake ain't no fun right now for me.
Do you foresee enlarging the amount of dogs that you have?
I do want to get, I'm actually decreasing some of them because I have a couple of girls that I've had a couple of issues with. And so a couple of them are leaving out. And then when I do have babies, I'll end up keeping a couple of my pups to raise. But, you know, if I had this many versus this many, when they bark, it sounds like a whisper. I mean, they look really PO'd, boy, when they're barking at you, but they're, you know, that's about as loud as it is.
Is that going to be cost-effective for you to have that done on every one of those dogs?
If I want to keep my dogs, it is. I mean, that's my income. And right now, I'm hurt. I got in a wreck 4 weeks this week, Thursday, and I got hit from behind, and I can't work.
So are you going to have more dogs, or is this about the amount, 16 or 17?
No more than about probably 6 or 8 more. I have 4 Frenchies, French Bulldogs.
So we're talking about 25 dogs normally?
Or less. See, the males don't count. Y'all may not understand that, but if I wanted to put 150 males back there, according to the law of USDA, I just got dogs. They'd never even come to my house. Because the males don't count to them. My breeding females is what is what counts.
Okay, but to us, how many total?
No more than 25, because I can't handle that many anyway. I like being small. Because now it's not an issue of a quantity thing or how much money I can make. Now it's an issue of quality, because I breed for a quality matter.
Well, I'm trying to decide, but that's including the male dogs?
Yes.
The female dogs, 25 total.
Yes.
And then puppies just how many?
Well,
for 8 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, for 8 weeks. And then my pet stores I sell to Florida and New York City. And the day that my puppies are born, I text my store and I'm like, hey, this is what I've got. Are you interested? And usually my puppies are sold sight unseen because of the quality that I do have.
Do you call any of the animals?
Do I call them?
Oh. If you have six puppies and one of them doesn't look like you're supposed to, you call them.
I'll let my vet take care of that. I mean, if it's an issue, well, let me put to you like this. If my vet, if I think something's wrong with a puppy, I'm calling Sally or Doc Huebner and I'm driving to Mountain Grove and they're going to check it out. Other than that, in the last 26 years, I've never had an issue of a, usually the mama will do it themselves. If a mama births a baby and it ain't right, she eats it. It's done. It's over. She calls them herself.
Okay, so you have never had occasion to where you got one that doesn't meet the criteria to be a champion dog or a good dog of that particular breed, good representative.
Oh no, I've had a puppy that, but sometimes you don't know that until you go to the vet at 8 weeks. So let's say I sold New York this puppy, and I go to the vet on ship day. And vet says, oh, it's got a back loose knee. It's got a maybe a grade 2 knee, which means the patella, the kneecap is loose. I'll call my pet store and say, hey, you want it or not? You know, either I'm going to reduce the price or you ain't got to take it. Because then they have an issue because they have laws with USDA, et cetera, in New York. They have to follow because we have to sign affidavits every time we ship a puppy. So if they don't want it, then I sell it to a pet home at a reduced cost. Okay. But, I mean, if a puppy is born with three legs or something like that, okay.
I'm just talking about a dog. You know, you're supposed to be raising whatever you raise. And if the color is not right, the shape's not right, the constitution's not right, the confirmation's not right, we're going to give this one a shot because it don't look good. Do you do that?
No. Okay. No, I sell them to a pet home to where they can have a life. They're just not perfect.
Sure.
I mean, you know, they deserve a life either way.
Okay.
I mean, for instance, I had a Pomeranian several years back. She had puppies the first time as she was doing the navel cord. We think that's what happened. She ate the leg. When my husband went outside, he calls me. I happened to be at work that day because grooming. And he said, Tanya Ann, she's only got three legs. What do I do? I said, oh my gosh. Well, leave her with the mama. I'll see when I get home. Well, I called my vet. My son-in-law fell madly in love with her, and now she's a grand dog. But she has three legs. We had surgery, and they sewed it up, whatever.
Okay.
But any dog that, like, say, don't meet that criteria or when I used to raise Shih Tzus, I quit raising them for that in that situation because, one, they have such a short face, you know, because they're flat-faced. Either all puppies had an umbilical hernia or their eyes, if they would be out in the kennel or the yard or playing with another dog, they would get eye ruptures or scratched.
Okay.
So that's like a reason I quit raising that breed because of that and because of puppies, like you said.
Yeah.
I had too many puppies that I had to deduct a price on.
Okay.
Anybody else? George, do you want that? Oh, I'm sorry, Randy, go ahead.
In the letter you stated that you received
3 tickets.